Will members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Will the clerk please take the roll?
29 members present.
President Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Winty and Gall are excused from the call of the House today. Representative Martin is excused from 5 p.m. on, I believe.
Will the members please rise for the invocation by Reverend Milton S. Hunt, Resurrection Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. O Creator God, we give you thanks for our country, our state, and our cities and villages. We remember also our roots and heritage, which came with us and our other citizens into this great land. Today, we think particularly of those with Norwegian heritage who celebrate the 170th anniversary of Norwegian independence, and our neighbors in Petersburg who will begin their annual festival. Bless these legislators today with wisdom to balance the two values of independence and cooperation. We recall how it was necessary for our American forefathers to gain cooperation of all 13 colonies before our own American fight for independence was possible. Give grace to us all that we may be more understanding of each other's need for personal integrity, and also discover new ways to emphasize the common good of all citizens of this state. Pour down the soothing oil of consideration that cooperation will increase to swiftly end this legislative session. We pray in the name of the man Jesus, who came to teach us how to live as brothers and sisters in one family of humanity. Amen.
Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent to prayer be spread on the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the clerk please certify the journal for the 129th legislative day and House Supplement number 143.
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 129th day and House Supplement number 143.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 129th legislative day and Journal Supplement number 143 be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Representative Sun?
Mr. Speaker, it gives me a little honor here to introduce the first set of guests I've ever introduced to this body. And behind me in Gallery B, I have the Mayor of Metlakatla, Harris Atkinson, and Ed Gunya and Paul Brendable.
Are there further guests for introduction? Representative Abood?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, good friend of mine, and his wife is visiting with him for the first time in Juneau, Mr. and Mrs. Max Nally, his wife Katie.
Messages from the governor.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, the President granted the Conference Committee considering Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute House for House Bill 511 Finance Amended Senate and CSHB 511 Finance Appropriations and Capital Expenses of State Government Effective Date limited powers of free conference on the specific points requested. The Senate approved and transmitted for consideration the following citations. The citation honoring Session 4 close-up students by Senators Ray, Ferguson, Sturgiluski, and Representatives Adams and Fuller. Honoring Session 5 close-up students by Senators Ray, Ferguson, Sturgiluski, and Representatives Adams and Fuller. And the following citations are being enrolled. Honoring Ruth Allman and in memoriam, Linda Michelle Ferris. The Senate has passed Committee Substitute for House Bill 504 Finance with the following amendment. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 504 Judiciary, establishing the Teacher Scholarship Loan Program effective date with a House letter of intent, and it is returned for consideration. The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration. Senate Bill 186 amended by Sackett and Ferguson, an act relating to named recipient grants and providing for an effective date.
Senate Bill 186 amended is referred to the State Affairs Committee.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 288, Resources, by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the Board of Fisheries.
Resources Committee.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 360, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to checking accounts.
Judiciary Committee.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 469, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to credited service under the Public Employees Retirement System and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance Committees.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Other communications?
We are in receipt of a report for the Department of Natural Resources called Demand for State Land, February 1984. It will be on file in the clerk's office. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Judiciary has had Senate Bill 397, extending the termination date of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board under consideration, recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 397, Judiciary, with the same title, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bussell, Chairman, concurred in by Liska, Barnes, Hayes, and Bussell, having no recommendation, Malone and Clarkson. Senate Bill 397 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 427, Judiciary, repealing the pooled music copyright law under consideration, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bussell, Chairman, concurred in by Barnes, Liska, Hayes, and Bussell, having no recommendation, Malone and Clarkson. Senate Bill 427 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 539, Judiciary, community work as part of a criminal sentence under consideration, recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 539, Judiciary, with the same title, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bussell, Chairman, concurring Liska, Barnes, Hayes, and Bussell, having no recommendation, Malone and Clarkson. Senate Bill 539 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 488, creating the Alaska United States Olympic Trust Fund under consideration, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 488, State Affairs, with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, concurred in by Abood, Cowdery, M.M. Miller, and Ward, signing do not pass, Locker, having no recommendation, Larson. House Bill 488 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 721, relating to the Alaska Commercial Fishing and Agriculture Bank, under consideration, and recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Bussell, Chairman, concurring Liska, Hayes, Barnes, and Bussell, having no recommendation, Malone and Clarkson. House Bill 721 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation in memoriam George A. Parks by Representatives Furness, Barnes, Duncan, Hayes, and Senators Halford, Eliason, Vic Fisher, Paul Fisher, and Kelly. Citation honoring First Annual Bristol Bay Youth Conference by Representatives Herman and Jaroff and Senator Mulcahy. Citation in memoriam Dr. E.S. Rabot by Representatives M.M. Miller and Fritz and Senator Fakes. Citation honoring the Anchorage Times and staff by Representatives Hayes, Abood, Adams, Barnes, Bettesworth, Bussell, Cato, Cowdery, Fritz, Fuller, Furness, Grusendorf, Herman, Lindauer, Liska, Martin, M.W. Miller, Pestinger, Ringsted, Schultz, Tischer, Euling, and Ward. Citation honoring Angoon School by Representative Gall. Citation honoring Cake City School by Representative Gall. Citation honoring Hobart Bay School by Representative Gall. House Joint Resolution Number 79 by the Rules Committee, relating to federal efforts concerning suicide research and prevention.
House Joint Resolution 79 is referred to the State Affairs Committee.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that the resolution for Governor Parks be taken up as a special order of business.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is before us as a special order of business. Will the clerk please read the citation?
Citation in memoriam, George A. Parks, by Representatives Furness, Barnes, Duncan, Hayes, and Senators Halford, Eliason, Vic Fisher, Paul Fisher, and Kelly.
Representative Furness?
Mr. Speaker, I move the citation, ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? There is objection. Representative Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move or object for the purpose of maybe requesting that the mover of the motion for the citation that he amended to include all members of the House.
Is there objection? Hearing none, all other members of the House will be shown as co-sponsors on the citation. Is there further objection to the approval of the citation? Hearing none, the citation is approved.
House Bill 720 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to minimum electrical standards. The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had the bill under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cowdery, Chairman, concurred in by Euling, Furness, Pestinger, Cowdery, Kopanen, and Ringstead. I have one amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, please read the amendment.
Amendment number one by Mr. Cowdery. It starts page one, following line 16. Add a new bill section to read. It has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk.
Representative Cowdery.
Thank you. I'd move the amendment. Yes.
There is objection. Representative Cowdery.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, Article 336.2 of the National Electric Code addresses the use of non-metallic sheath cable in construction. In the 1984 code, this article states that conductors shall be rated at 90 degrees Celsius. And in the old code, or in the 1981 code, which is currently in use, a conductor must be rated at 60 degrees Celsius. Mr. Speaker, there are a couple of minor problems with implementing the article of the code now, which were brought to my attention yesterday by the Department of Labor. It's my understanding that the 90-degree cable called for in the code will not be available on the market until the middle of December. Another problem, Mr. Speaker, is that the suppliers of 60-degree cable have stocked up on this product for the upcoming construction season. Adopting this article of the code now would place an undue burden on electrical material suppliers. If we adopt the amendment, I believe both problems could be solved, and I would urge the body to adopt amendment number one.
Representative Clarkson.
Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Speaker. If the amendment were adopted, would you rule that it is an effective date requiring an amendment of the title?
I'd have to study that. Representative Clarkson.
I think it is. That's my only question. It would require a title change if the amendment is adopted.
Oh, and providing for an effective date.
Right, yeah.
Is the objection maintained to the adoption of amendment number one? Hearing none, amendment number one is adopted. The title change can be taken care of in either second or third reading. The House, please stand at ease.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 720, an act relating to minimum electrical standards, be moved to the bottom of today's calendar.
With pending amendments. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 384, Hess, by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to food banks. The Committee on Hess has had the bill under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Ms. Tischer, Chairman, concurred in by Tischer, Euling, Martin, Davis, Kopanen, Gall, and Pestinger. The Committee on Judiciary has had the bill under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bussell, Chairman, concurred in by Hayes, Malone, Barnes, Bussell, and Liska. Clarkson has no recommendation. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent of the committee substitute for Senate Bill 384 has be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 384 Hess by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to food banks.
Is there a debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee substitute for Senate Bill 384 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
37 yeas, no nays.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee substitute for Senate Bill 384 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Senate Bill 514 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Code Revision Commission, an act relating to married persons' rights in a family home. The Committee on Judiciary has had Senate Bill 514 under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bussell, Chairman, concurred in by Hayes, Bussell, Liska, and Barnes. Having no recommendation, Malone and Clarkson. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 514 be considered a gross advance, third reading, placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Senate Bill 514 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Code Revision Commission, an act relating to married persons' rights in a family home.
Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 514 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
37 yeas, one nay.
Senate Bill 514 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Concurrent Resolution 61 by the Labor and Commerce Committee relating to safety in the workplace week.
Representative Lindauer.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to give notice of reconsideration of my vote on Senate Bill 514.
Notice of reconsideration has been given by Representative Lindauer for his vote on Senate Bill 514. Clerk has read House Concurrent Resolution 61. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution number 61 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, may take the roll.
38 yeas, no nays.
House Concurrent Resolution 61 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Joint Resolution number 73 by the Resources Committee by request, relating to the licensing of commercial halibut vessels in Alaska. The Committee on Resources has had the resolution under consideration and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Ringsted, co-chairman, concurred in by Gall, Larson, Vaska, Liska, Euling, Schultz, and Ringsted. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution 73 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final pass.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
House Joint Resolution number 73 by the Resources Committee by request, relating to the licensing of commercial halibut vessels in Alaska.
So debate. Representative Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a word regarding the purpose of this resolution. As you remember, about a month and a half ago, I had brought before the body the news release that was issued by the International Halibut or Pacific Halibut Fisheries Commission, in which they were requiring all halibut fishermen, whether you fish commercially or had a chartered service, that you had to go to the, also had to submit an application to the to their office in Seattle, Washington, in order to participate in this year's fisheries. As a result of that particular inquiry there at that time, they have extended and allowed individuals in the state of Alaska to acquire this license from the local National Marine Service. But my concern, Mr. Speaker, is that next year we're still going to have to go back to the Seattle office in order to obtain an additional permit to fish for halibut. And the only real significant difference there in the two applications. There are about four areas that ask you to list the number of crew members that you have, your radio call sign, and two other minor real bits of information that we, that I feel there that we could at least make just some adjustments in our own limited entry application form. And the International Halibut Fisheries Commission can come to the state of Alaska to acquire that same information. And the benefit to the fishermen in Alaska, as far as the halibut fisheries is concerned, is that we would only have one clearinghouse to go to in order to get a permit in order to fish for halibut. Mr. Speaker, the turnaround time for a permit out of the Seattle area is about 2 weeks. Next week is the first halibut opening of the season, and so people that have not received those this year, I would certainly encourage, if you know of anybody in your districts, to make sure that they find the most accessible means of acquiring one in their district, wherever you have a national marine fisheries. I myself had acquired application forms and sent them to my LIO office about a month and a half back, and hopefully my people have been covered. Thank you.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Joint Resolution number 73 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, may take the roll.
37 yeas, no nays.
House Joint Resolution 73 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar? House, please stand at ease. Today's calendar.
Citation honoring John Sackett by all members of the Senate.
Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, I move the citation and ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
Citation honoring Jonathan Oberg by Senators Gilman, Paul Fisher, Representatives Malone, Fritz, Szymanski, Cato, and M.M. Miller.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the citation and ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
House Bill 720 amended, relating to minimum electrical standards.
Representative Barnes, will you move that the House Bill 720 be held over for tomorrow's calendar with any pending amendments?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 720 be held for tomorrow's calendar with pending amendments.
Objection. Hearing none, so ordered. This brings us to the end of today's calendar and to unfinished business. Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May we have a brief at ease?
House, please stand at ease. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I neglected to move and ask unanimous consent that all members of the House be shown as a co-sponsor on the citation honoring Senator John Sackett.
There is objection. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent I be allowed to withdraw my motion.
Without objection.
Those members that wish to put their names on as sponsors can. Mr. Speaker, under unfinished business.
You have the floor, Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, move and ask unanimous consent that bring up House Bill 716, an act relating to the Board of Pharmacy and providing for an effective date this time.
Clerk, please read the bill.
Committee substitute for House Bill 716, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the Board of Pharmacy and providing for an effective date.
Representative Lindar.
Under debate, Mr. Speaker.
Under debate.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to request that the one member of this body with medical experience give us his opinion of this bill, particularly as it relates not to the emotional issue that was discussed last time, which was the sale of cocaine, but the expert, our physician's member's opinion as to the need to regulate the pharmacies for such things as Quaaludes. I recall a discussion with that gentleman following the debate in the House and the vote on the bill earlier, and I would like to have him give me advice as to the needs of controlling pharmacies and his recommendation on this bill. Thank you.
Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My suggestion would be that this bill be acted upon favorably. Pharmacists in the territory and later and latterly the state, in the course of being interested and knowledgeable citizens, added to their regular chores of the day the any difficulties that came up about the use of, or the and the misuse of controlled substances. The population has grown so large and the responsibilities of the pharmacists have become so great that I think that they can no longer be relied upon to take this job in addition to their usual daily chores, and therefore I favor this piece of legislation. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Cato.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One of the things that perturbs me about this bill has to do with the executive secretary. And I'm curious as to how, by providing for an executive secretary, this would take any work off the hands of the local pharmacists.
Representative Furness.
Mr. Speaker, currently the Board of Pharmacists is comprised of various pharmacists from around the state. What the exec secretary would do would be to manage the daily affairs of the board, to also coordinate any complaints or an investigation or whatever is necessary as prescribed under the statute setting forth the duties and responsibility of the Board of Pharmacy. One of the things that we had spoke to earlier was the fact that with the, I believe it's the 1982 Controlled Substance Act that this body passed, the board was given certain responsibilities until this date. It has not been able to carry those out. We must remember that members of the board are full-time working people. They're full-time pharmacists, and they do not have that capacity. It is felt by many, to include the pharmacists around the state, that this additional support will give them ability to meet the mandate of the statute in line with their responsibility.
Question. Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As you well know, that I spoke on the floor of this House in opposition to this bill. I won't spend but another moment to tell you why I'm going to change my vote. The one thing that was not mentioned from the good doctor is that it isn't that they have nothing else to do. It is a fact that they have a problem in the controlled substances being dispensed by both the pharmacists and the doctors. There is a very good problem there. There is a problem. The law enforcement agencies cannot survey this. They will not do anything about it, because by the time they get to it, it's illegal drugs. If someone goes in and steals legal drugs and rips off a doctor or a pharmacist, it now becomes illegal. Then they will go in and do it. That we've got the drug problem in the illegal drugs. What the industry is trying to do is clean up, not to clean up their own act, but to be sure that their act is clean at all times, and to protect the pharmacist and to protect the doctor from problems that could arise by somebody blowing the whistle, if you will. They now have the system set up with the documentations and so on, which they did not have last year, to be able to survey their industry to be sure that the illegal drugs or the legal drugs are being handled properly. And that's the end of that statement. These people cannot do it unless they have one person to handle it on a daily basis, because, as the good doctor said, for the number of people who are there, the number of drugs coming into the state, legal drugs. So I find this, after a lot of investigation and soul searching, this is a very good bill, and I think we should all pass it.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 716 pass the House on reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
26 yeas, 12 nays.
Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 716 has passed the House on reconsideration. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Like a 27 votes to move the effective date clause.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the effective date clause be adopted for the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 716? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
38 yeas, no nays.
Effective date clause has been adopted. Is there further unfinished business? Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As a special order of business, I would like to bring up the citation in memoriam of Dr. Stuart Rabeau in order to give everybody the opportunity on this floor of adding their names to it.
Is there objection to bringing up the citation as a special order of business at this time? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the citation?
Citation in memoriam, Dr. E.S. Rabeau, by Representatives M.M. Miller, Duncan Cato, Fritz, Locker, and Herman, and Senator Fakes.
Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that all members of the House be put down as co-signers of this
Is there objection?
Citation.
Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Fritz, would you move the citation, please?
Mr. Speaker, I move the citation, ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Further unfinished business? Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Euling be excused from the call of the House Friday, May the 18th, 7 a.m. until plain time, May the 21st. And I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Furness be excused from the call of the House on Friday, May 18th, to plain time, Tuesday, May 22nd, 1984.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the members are excused as requested. Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, under introduction of the guests.
Without objection, we'll return to introduction of guests. Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A, the former commissioner of CRA for 8 years, Lee McInerney.
Further unfinished business? Announcements? Representative Tischer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be an Anchorage delegation caucus after the joint session today, hopefully about 12 o'clock in the same place, upstairs in the fifth floor.
After the joint session, we will reconvene for the last item on today's order of business, which will be special orders. Further announcements?
Mr. Speaker, can we revert back to introduction of guests?
Without objection, we'll revert to introduction of guests. Representative Fuller.
Thank you. In Gallery A, I'm very proud today to introduce my wife, Lee, and Helen Fagerston of Nome, who is the wife of Charles E. Fagerston, served 2 terms in the legislature, territorial, and 1 term after statehood. Also, Helen's daughter, Jerry Craig, who works for the Department of Education and travels throughout the state.
Before the D's for the joint session, we were down to announcement of committee meetings. Representative Hurlburt. Without objection, we'll return to introduction of guests. Representative Hurlburt.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B is a longtime friend of mine who just come down to visit us from Lower 48. I used to work with him in Bethel. Gene Jarrett. Excuse me. They call him Ace for short.
Further announcements? Representative Davis.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a meeting of the Interior delegation at
noon today in the Butchfish room.
Special orders? Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent to outstanding adjournment until 10 a.m. Friday, May 18th, 1984.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.